Okay, guys, lecture number four. We are going to talk about Akdama A, the fifth chapter of The Gate of Reincarnation, Rabbi Isaac Luria, written by Rabbi Chaim Vital, of course. And the discussion here is the difference between reincarnation and Ibur. There is two types of reincarnation and two types of Ibur. I need to explain what reincarnation and what is Ibur. Reincarnation, I don't need to tell you. Person has to die so he can reincarnate again. Ibur means that the person, while he's alive, a soul of another human being is joining him while he's alive. So that soul that joined that person can do a positive act together with that individual which is alive. Which means, let's say, Abe, let's say he's a person who's alive, he's about to do something nice. While he's about to do something nice, there is a soul of a righteous person join him in that act. That's called Ibur. Ibur. E-I-B-U-R. Ibur. So let's study about the two different, okay? Let's do it. הנה בגלגול האחד היא כניסת נפש אחת בגוף האדם יום שונלג ויוצא להעביר עולם. So what is the different type of reincarnation? Is the first type of reincarnation very simple? When a person is born, right away after he's born, there is a soul that's coming into his body. The second type, לפעמים אפשר שיתגלגלו יחד שתי נפשות, וגם זה בעת שנולד האדם, וזה נקרא גלגול כפול. Sometimes there is two souls going inside the body while the person is born. כמו שמתבהר, והנה שתיהם הנפשות מתגלגלות יחד ובאות לעולם בעת שנולד הגוף, האדם, ואינם נפרדים כלל עד יום המיטה. Can you imagine? Some people born with two souls, and those two souls stay with that person until the person die. And they go through pain, וסבלות הצער והייסורים, the sorrow and the pain, that this body is going through, all their life, and they're also going through the pain of death. We know that the pain of death is a very terrible pain, but is a necessity. Because the pain of death, removing a lot of the negativity the person commit. That's why in the day that the person die, the soul going through a lot of terrible time. Because first, the person is used to talk only to the body. He doesn't know himself as a soul. And all of a sudden now, the soul and the body become two different entities. That's by itself, it's called Tsar Amitya. Tsar Amitya. The pain of death. So the pain of death is the awareness, the consciousness that here we go to making a change. The soul has to leave the body. The soul has to look at the body buried in the ground. All those things, it's called Tsar Amita. So this is reincarnation. Ibur eno be'adam b'yom shenolad kmo shenitbaer lemala, av yesh bo pe b'chinot. Ibur is nothing to do with the person reincarnate again. It's something that from outside comes to support you. Kasher ba letzorach atzmo shel hatzadik, two reasons to have ibur. Either it for the person who's using your body to do good thing, meaning, let's say, a righteous person never got divorced. So we know there is 613 mitzvot. One of the mitzvah is to get divorced. But that person never get a divorce. So what does he do? He go inside a person, a soul of a person, that going through a divorce. So he basically using that body and that person and that soul so he can do the divorce through them. So he don't have to come back in a reincarnation. They're just riding on the same body, same soul, the same individual who's doing a divorce at that moment, and they join them on that action. Second reason of Ibur is when a soul of a righteous person is coming to help him with doing something that has to do with spirituality. Study a Torah, doing a mitzvot. והנה כאשר בא לצורך עצמו, אינו נכנס באדם עד היותו בין י"ג לשנה ויום אחד. The Ibur that is good for the person who is outside, which means it's good for a person who's righteous. I want to make sure it's clear because it can confuse you. Again, remember, Ibur means that the soul of somebody that already died and they are righteous, but they are not completing everything that they meant to do. So they can only come to you after you were 13. And he going into the body of that individual, and he suffered together with you whatever pain you're going through. And that soul of the righteous person sitting within the body of that individual, whatever he did to do that he didn't complete, and then he's allowed to live. And he go back to the Garden of Eden. It's a unique idea, guys. If you think about like how much we working together, there's a tremendous secret here. Because Rabbi Isaac Luria is sharing with us, let's say a person was perfect person, perfect. But one time that he had the chance to give charity, he didn't. So now he's looking for a person in this universe who's about to give charity. He jumped into his body and he's waiting for him to do the charity. By the moment that he's doing the charity, that righteous person joined his hand, his finger, his body, his soul, everything. And then when he share it with him. It's a tremendous concept and idea. So like this, it doesn't have to be reincarnate. It just come for 5 months, 5 minutes, 1 hour, depends. And then he allowed to go back to the Garden of Eden. That's one type of Ibur. The second type of Ibur, when he comes to help the individual, meaning he volunteers, he comes from the Garden of Eden, and he wants volunteers to help that individual. So this, he has to choose on his own. He doesn't have to do it. So he doesn't have to suffer the pain of the body of that individual that he chooses to help. And he comes as an Ibur, going inside his body the same way, but he will not feel any pain and suffering. If he enjoyed that person, he stayed there with him. If he doesn't, he leave. And while he leave, he say, go away from those tent of those wicked people. Scary. And why is it like that? Because if a soul volunteers to come to help us, to study more, to be more spiritual, but there is nothing that we are doing, nothing that we are doing, besides just talking, being right, that by itself is not a pleasant place for a righteous soul to come and continue to help. And so say he has to go. But let's think together about it for a second. If we behave right, that means there is a soul that's waiting to help us. And then that soul that's waiting to help us, if we study enough, become spiritual enough, they stay within us and they guiding us step by step what we need to be doing. This is a gift. Now here, Rabbi Isaac Luria is going back to the reincarnation after he talked about Ibur. And he said, whoever reincarnate together in one body, they have to come from the same Shoresh. Shoresh means roots. Meaning, let's say you have three souls coming from the same roots, they come into the same body. What if one of them didn't do that many sin or that much negativity? אם כל זה, אם הוא מבחינה פנימית יותר מכולם, כמו אם הוא מבחינה גידים, צריך זה החדש לנקות הפגם והיפוש של הסבך המות עבודות הראשונים, כדי שווה אחריות על כל השורש ההוא. Everybody is responsible for everything. Meaning, you cannot say, I did less negativity, leave me alone. If you feel you didn't do enough negativity, you are now in charge to remove the dirt. Remember, it's all going back to one thing, removing the dirt. So all the time, the union among the soul is cleansed of that dirt and to do it together. That's when it's come to reincarnation. Similar thing will happen in Ibur. Similar thing. They're coming to help you. And the idea, what Rabbi Isaac Luria is saying, many times what you try to do here has to do with 10 more people. So you need to take responsibility for that, that whatever you do to work on yourself, to fix yourself, there is 10 people sometimes that depend on you. And that's why those 9 people will come and help you if they already finished their tikkunim. Now, if those 9 people attach to you and you're doing a good job spiritually, slowly, slowly, all of them become part of your soul. They're all coming as Ibur to help you. And then you have clarity like never before. You would know exactly what you need to be doing. So, for me, we learn something tremendous. We all want to change. We all want to make things better. But it seems like a catch-22. I try and I fall. What to do? What to do? Without the help from above, without the help from a righteous person from above that come and help you, there is no true way to change us. Impossible. Just impossible to change. So what do you need to do? What can we do? I want to change. I want to become better. But I can't. I can't overcome it. A person has to do enough good action, enough good doing, enough study of spirituality that he can draw the soul that belongs to his soul. When he draws the soul that belongs to his soul, that soul itself coming in Ibur starts to help the individual step by step to get things better. So without that help, you can basically, nothing is going on. I'm just changed for 3 days and going back the 4th day to become worse. I need that Ibur. I have to ask for that Ibur. Ibur is a soul that connects to your soul. It's a righteous that comes to help you. And it's so powerful. I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited. It makes me happy. And it say, he says, sometimes a person, I'm going to read it in Hebrew, it's very powerful. לפעמים יערה כאף על פי שיהיה באדם נפש אחת תאורה ועליונה. Sometimes a person has נפש who is so pure and holy, and then he will get angry. When he gets angry, that soul will leave, and another soul, way worse than that, will come in. Or if the person gets sick, real sickness, then the nefesh is leaving and another nefesh coming in. Worse than that, say that, worse than that, if that person has a soulmate that belonged to him, and because he get angry or because he lost the holy soul, that woman that belonged to him, he mentioned woman, he doesn't mention man. There is a reason for that. When we get to relationship, I will explain it. When his soul was replaced and was given to another human being because of his crime and sin, also the other man will take the woman that meant to be with him because they no longer can be together. And the person has to learn to meditate, to elevate all the spark of light, all the spark of the soul that fell to the dark side. We need to learn to do that. Because truly who we are, you might be born with a great soul. But if last night you get so angry, screaming and yelling, I have to tell you the bad news. That soul is no longer there. It's gone. Somebody else took it. And you receive, unfortunately, a negative soul. It sounds like a sad thing, and it sounds like there is no hope, but the hope is to hope. Is first not to fall into negativity like anger and or other type of negativity. And second, when you receive the negative soul after you get angry, it's giving you chance to correct that soul as well. So you need to look at your body like a vehicle. A vehicle that the soul coming in and you simply need to correct it. Now some of those souls went down to the dark side. You gotta go out there and dig it out. Go fishing. Get the soul out. Fix it. And do whatever you need to be doing. That's why I always tell people in a relationship, couple relationship, romantic relationship, when you get angry, you're creating an opening for that relationship to end. Most people will tell you the end of the relationship because they were fighting too much. But the relationship has to end not because they were fighting too much. The relationship had to end because that soul not belong with each other anymore. Because it's not the same soul. The soul is gone. The soul that you have is gone. So a change needs to happen. Now what can we do after it's gone? Can we retrieve? Can we bring back the soul that will belong to us? Well, I think we should be worried about two other things. First thing is to work on our anger issue or other negativity. And second, we should work on dealing with the new negative soul that we receive so we can correct it. So instead of worry too much about what outcome we lost something, to be busy with doing good thing and removing negative thing. Because the main part about spirituality is to learn that we are working together. The soul that belongs to your soul, let's say if there is 10,000 souls belong to your soul, they all want to help you. They all want you to make it. Some of them die, some of them didn't die. And when you meet people who are still alive around you, that part of your soul, the Ari said that there is three ways to recognize that. Either you're jealous from them for no reason, hate them for no reason, or love them for no reason. But remember, if the soul are helping you from the other side, after they die, they can stay with you and really help you to fix yourself. But there is one thing you can't be doing. I'm so sorry to tell you this, anger. Anger cannot be the thing that you can be doing. And we know the core of anger comes from fear. A lot of people who have fear have anger. Also, people who are too meticulous. They're going after the details too much. So we know why now. Because we can't disrespect the soul that we carry. Remember, so many righteous people around you want to help you, want to guide you, want to be there for you, give you an idea what to do. But they cannot come in and inside your soul until that negativity has to go away. By the way, people call me sometimes to ask me, Eliyahu, is there is a way to fix it quicker? I said, there is one thing a person can be doing is, while he's doing a spiritual thing, he should be dancing. He should be smiling. He should be singing. You know, many people, when they do spiritual thing, when they're going to pray, they look very much depressed, or they look too serious. You know, they it looks like the whole world is on their shoulders, which is not the way to go. You got to be excited with your spirituality, because you are still capable with your body, with your soul, to do it. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next time.